as I've been mentioning, one of the reasons I absolutely love coming into this place in the mornings is outstanding musical talent, and that's what we have right here. Live in our studio is Mobley with a brand new single and a video to back that thing up called Nobody's Favorite, off a forthcoming EP called Young and Dying in the Occident Supreme. We're going to have a conversation, talk about the Troubadour show tomorrow night, but do me a favor if you will. Welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios here in Laguna Beach. This is Mobley.
Say something cool to keep it textual. Well, that's the move, so what's the move? She's standing next to you. Not.
In our Julie Lawton Studios, KXFM, that is Mobley. That was called Nobody's Favorite off the forthcoming EP called Young and Dying in the Occident Supreme. Troubadour show tomorrow night. We're going to chat with him about that as well as the remainder of his tour. This next song is called James Crow, and it's the next single due out in April. You're hearing it here first. Once again, please welcome Mobley.
Thank you. laid me down, I did not rise. But then I noticed that I've been watching myself from a car outside. And so to bring me round, it took me down a long dark ride. That's where I found it, man. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you walk it for me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you bring it to me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. You've been selling the world on a dead man's lie. And won't decay or fade away or pass in time. I play the scientific that can't be tamed. Pray to a religion that can't be named. But all I really want is to crawl back in my body and be free. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you walk it for me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you bring it to me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. Is there a fever worse than faith when you know what you lost, 'cause it's gone from the beginning. And I can feel it in the way that you are when you're on. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you bring it to me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you walk it for me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you bring it to me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now. James Crow, come and tell me what you know. James Crow, you're a devil in a daydream. James Crow, will you bring it to me slow, singing, take it all back now, take it all back now.
Mobley, live in our studios, KXFM on the Mornings with Ed show. That was called James Crow. We're going to get him in here for a conversation. I do want you to hear this, though. This is called Swoon. Once again, Mobley.
Gold, ice, silk, blood, strain, fight, scream, curse, go, try, but you're never going to get my heart. Word, will, trust, wound, charm, sweat, burst, heal, kill. You're never gonna get my heart. And I wish I had words to say to show.
Signs, young, scared.
It's the Mornings with Ed show, KXFM 912, the time, in studio with Mobley this morning. That song was called Swoon. I want to welcome and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What a great live set, man. Thank you. And this early, too. That's a tough thing to do. Is it a huge difference getting ready in the morning than it is for a night show?
Oh, big time. Big time, yeah. Your voice has had all day to warm up, and you've eaten.
Right.
You've had a little bit to ease into the day, but the morning's still fun. We had a nice 2-hour commute from LA to get to wake up on.
Thanks for making the drive in, man. I appreciate it, and you sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
The new single, and you're supporting it with a video. It's called Nobody's Favorite.
Yeah,
that was the first song we heard live. Tell me about Nobody's Favorite.
Yeah, so it was one of the first songs I wrote for the new record, and I hadn't been writing on guitar in a while, and I picked up. Let me take a couple steps back. I was in Thailand at the time, on what was ostensibly supposed to be a vacation, and when I was on my way to my final destination, which was this little island in the Gulf of Thailand, I stumbled across this knockoff Telecaster in a little pawn shop type place, and I'd never played a Telecaster before, and it was like $50. So I grabbed it. And when we got to the island, I just all of a sudden started writing all this stuff. And one of the first things I wrote was this. And it's kind of supposed to be the internal monologue of this like egomaniacal scumbag,
right.
You know, and somebody who has a lot of power and a lot of prestige, but clearly just hates themselves,
right?
You know what he's favorite,
unworthy of that power,
exactly,
and prestige, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's what that song's all
about.
That's
beautiful writing, by the way. As I'm listening to it, that's exactly what I'm getting. I get it. I absolutely get this awesome song. Right on. So you said you started writing on guitar. What did you write on before? What did you write on keyboard? What's your favorite?
Yeah.
Thought process.
You know, I produce my stuff, and I produce for
you. Do
people.
Everything. There's nothing you don't do in the studio.
Yeah, that's right. That's more
so
or less true.
Let me just tell the audience, this guy does everything. He engineers, he produces. So,
you know, coming from that vantage, it had more felt like the studio was the instrument, you know,
right.
And you have everything at your disposal, infinite options, which is great, which is a really great thing. But also, you know, there's something to be said for limitations.
Right.
And so I think that's part of what it was, just being away from all my stuff and being away from the United States generally,
right.
Having just kind of a not speaking the language that most of the people around were speaking, so having to shut up, you know.
You stay quiet. There's a lot of listening going on, right?
Yeah. Exactly, and observing and just taking in the scenery. And then I think, just the restrictions of the guitar, which was the first instrument that I ever wrote on,
right.
And kind of coming home to that, just open up new pathways. And then any songwriter will tell you every specific instrument, not just guitar, but this guitar,
right,
has specific songs in it. And I just, that knockoff Telecaster in Thailand just had the songs I needed in it.
Did you keep it? Do you still have it?
I don't have it. So I promised, when I bought it, I promised myself I wouldn't bring it back. So there was this taxi driver who we kind of befriended while we were out there, and he was like real rocker guy, you know,
right,
like spiked green hair and like studded wristbands and always listening to rock in the taxi. And so on the last day when he was taking me to the ferry to go out of there, I was like, do you want this guitar?
Oh, that's a cool move, man.
Yeah. And he seemed really excited about it. So hopefully he's getting some songs out of it now.
Right. Hopefully he is, man. Yeah. I watch him write some great stuff off of
it.
So I was mentioning, and I don't want to embarrass you here, but I was mentioning to Brooke while you were in there that as you're warming up, and I got to tell the audience this, that there's nothing better than the professional that comes in not only on time, but early. And that's what Mobley did this morning, man. I swear to you. It was nothing more gratifying than watching you pay for parking down. So I was like, yes, yeah, all right. But I want to let our audience know that while you were warming up in the live room, I'm a nerd for this stuff. I heard just tinges of David Gilmour and tinges of Gary Scheider, formerly of Parliament. It's as if they got married and had a child and you were that. What kind of influence did you have growing up, and who were your influences growing up on guitar?
I appreciate that a lot. That's high praise. I don't know if I've earned it, but that's definitely high praise. You know, growing up, I wasn't exposed to a ton of contemporary music.
Right.
I listened to a lot of gospel music and Christian music, and then also my father was in the military, so I was living abroad, so I was exposed to lots of music in the places where we were living. But then, when I was transitioning into adulthood and kind of, and had more control over what I was hearing.
Right.
I listened to Abbey Road for the first time, and I'm kind of grateful that I was an adult before I heard it, because blew my head off. Sorry.
Read this sign here, man.
Sorry.
Read that sign.
Sorry. It blew my head off. And, that's all I listened to for like a year.
Right.
And
I have long held that side two of Abbey Road is the single greatest piece of music ever created.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. I could listen to that on loop. If I didn't have a choice about listening to anything, if I had to pick one thing, you know, to listen to for the rest of my life, I agree. Side two.
There's nothing like it.
Hands down.
There's nothing like it.
So that, and I started listening to Radiohead then.
Right.
Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin.
So we can, I hear that as you're warming up again. I hear these influences, man. I just hear the tinge and yes, definitely the David Gilmour, Gary Scheider influence. Yeah. So we are grateful for that as an audience, as a listening audience. The second song was James Crow that you did live. Tell me about that.
So that song, when it initially came to me, the first thing that came to me was the groove, and you can't really hear it. You couldn't really hear it in that arrangement, but in the arrangement on the record, it's really a kind of Motown influenced arrangement. And the lyrical themes that kind of came to me from that was that when I listened to a lot of that old Motown music, I enjoy it in the way that everybody else does, but it always has this kind of creepy quality to me, because I know that the backdrop of that was just this horrendous oppression, and I can't imagine what it must have been like to have to get on TV or go play for these segregated audiences and be smiling and happy and cool.
Right.
And so then that just had me thinking about racism generally, and so James Crow is basically an allusion to this update of Jim Crow. Like he's changed the name on his business cards. He's a little more sophisticated. It's the same old game. And
that's beautiful.
And so that's the idea behind that song.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I also grew up, and I earlier today we did a little Motown buff here, and my sisters were both Motown and R&B. My brother was the rocker, so I got equal parts of both.
Yeah.
And in watching bands like the Temptations and the Four Tops having to perform for shows like Ed Sullivan, which for the longest time was segregated and white only audience.
Right.
So yeah, perfect song, beautiful songwriting there, man. Thank you for doing that. And Swoon was the song we heard as you're walking in here. That fascinating song. Tell me about Swoon.
Yeah, so that was off my last record, which is called Fresh Lies, Volume 1. And the conceit of that record was, I started writing all these love songs, and they were describing a really particular kind of relationship. And as they started coming out, I was like, I know these are kind of romantic songs, but I've never been in the relationship that I'm describing in these songs. And after I was two or three, four songs in, I was like, oh, this isn't about love, romantic love. This is about my relationship with the country. Okay. And and so the conceit of that record is using love songs as a vehicle for exploring my relationship with the United States and themes of identity and isolation and nationhood and all these things. And so Swoon is kind of about that and about holding on to who you are amidst all the things that are vying for your allegiance.
Right. Yeah. Right. That explanation makes me want to hear the song again. I swear it does. I'm going to listen to it again as soon as you walk out the door. Okay, so as a black artist traveling through America and having grown up in a military family and traveling through the world, was there pressure on you, first of all, with the question, was there pressure on you from your father to go into the military?
Not at all.
No.
If anything, the opposite.
Okay.
If anything, my parents, well, they were, first of all, they were very supportive. And I never felt like there was any expectation that I was supposed to do that. I briefly thought about it and might have if things had gone slightly differently, but definitely no pressure.
Right. When you write your music, are you best when you're contemplative or sad or mad? Or when is your best writing? When does that take place?
I would say all of the above. I think just generally strong emotion, strong conviction produces a clarity of expression that is conducive to good songwriting. You have to be feeling something, which is why I think it's important not to cloister yourself and be so self-absorbed in your art making. You have to live to have something to write about.
Right. You know? And in the way that our country and the world has been in the last few years, do you feel an obligation almost to write socially?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Growing up, I was a really shy kid. And even now when I'm not doing this stuff, I'm pretty quiet and I like to kind of fade into the background. So when I do kind of step up to the microphone or get on stage and I'm the one who gets to talk and everybody else has to be quiet, it feels like a privilege. It doesn't feel like I'm just entitled to that. So when I get up there, I feel an obligation to have something to say.
Right.
And more than just, I'm talented, love me.
Right. You know? Look at this great leather outfit I'm wearing. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's important. Not only I imagine for you as an artist, but it's important for the rest of us.
Oh yeah.
It really is. And so that you make social commentary within your songs. Yeah. Thank you. So speaking of stepping up to the mic, tomorrow night you're at the Troubadour.
Yes.
Okay. So what can we expect at the Troubadour tomorrow night?
It'll be very different from what you just heard. I tour as kind of a one man show, but I'll be playing electric guitar, bass, drums, keys, singing, dancing, lights, magic, all this stuff.
He's going to do a little magic too. All right, I'm cutting a woman in half. Here we go.
Well, I build some of my own instruments, and one of the instruments that I built is this, it's a circuit that's in a box, but I have these contacts that I hand out to members of the audience, and then I can touch their hands and trigger sounds.
Okay.
And so that's a little magical.
That is magical.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So not only outstanding musically, but you've got kind of an engineering thing going on here too.
Before I did music full time, I worked a little bit in audio repair, and then I also worked for a while as a software developer. So
fantastic.
Got a technical background.
All right. I need to talk to you about one of the processors in the live room here before you leave. Yeah, processor 3 is down. So the rest of the tour, we're looking at April 1st. You're at Catalyst in Santa Cruz along with Magic Giant. You got several dates with Magic Giant.
Yeah.
April 2nd at the Saint in Reno, April 3rd, Strummers in Fresno. And people don't really know about it. Fresno's a pretty party town, man.
Yeah.
It really is. So you're going to get a decent crowd out there. Now, traveling with you've been watching me spray the entire studio without rubbing alcohol here.
Yeah.
But traveling for you lately, are you doing all the right things? Or are you being extra careful? I noticed you used your own microphone, which I'm not only impressed with, but gratified for.
But, yeah, we're trying, man. It's wild out there. Right. And there's not enough information going around. But I think everybody's very anxious about what's going on, but we're trying to, as much as you can when your job is to be around crowds of people, we're trying to wash our hands a lot and be conscientious, but something else.
It is. It's like nothing. You know what? And I'm older than you, and I shared this earlier with the audience that this is the first time in my lifetime since I was a kid. And when I was a kid, we used to have those drills that a nuclear attack was happening. You'd have to get under your desk and then, you know, find the shelter. Yeah. This is like that for us, for this generation. And that's what I'm feeling now. Yeah. And I saw the panic in the grocery store. I'm like, wow, man, a grocery store here in Orange County, there's panic. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, and I'm good luck as you travel. And I wish you really well. If you're just joining us, we're live in studio with Mobley, brand new single and video to support it. Nobody's favorite. Tell me quickly about the video.
Yeah. So the video is actually part of a longer short film that will accompany the record. Okay. They're both entitled Young and Dying, The Occident Supreme. And they kind of, in this somewhat surreal, abstract way, ground the themes of the record in a more concrete narrative. Mm-hmm. So people can check that out. That's part one, and then there'll be three more parts coming along that kind of flesh out the whole story.
I had to figure it would be creative. I had to figure you were going to do it creatively. Yeah. How do our listeners find you on social media? Where do we get your music?
Yes, you can find me at mobleywho.com, mobleywho.com, and at Mobley Who on all the social media.
All right. If you're just joining us and you missed any portion of this, you can go to the KXFM website a little bit later on. I'll podcast this. We've been listening to Mobley in studio. Brand new single again. Look for it. Nobody's favorite. Thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We'll look forward to having you back. And travel safe, by the way.
Will do.